What's up, everybody? It's the Quarantine Concert Series, episode number 13 from the Sound. I'm Jared Seymour.
And I'm Kevin Harris.
And we got a great show for you tonight. Let's kick it off. Boom, 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 boom. We are live.
We are.
Welcome, everybody, ladies and gentlemen. We got a great show for you tonight. We will be interviewing a band by the name of Indigo Storm. They're going to be up at around 8 o'clock tonight. They're a band. Kevin, where are they out of? I forgot the state already.
They're out of Kentucky.
Kentucky. I stumbled upon this band while I was searching through Facebook. They just recorded with Skid Mills up in Nashville. And they just released their EP. So we're gonna play one of the lyric videos off of that EP. I've been listening to it now on Spotify for a little while, and it's pretty good, man. Y'all are gonna dig it. I'm really into it. But as always, we're gonna start the show off tonight with the grudge match. And I'm
gonna
do his duty here and explain what that is.
All right, the grudge match. I probably shouldn't have to explain it anymore, but hey, it's very simple. We got two videos we're putting up against each other. We've got a returning champion, which is Pardon the Scars, out of Pensacola. And that song is, that song's Caged Inside. And, of course, they won last week. They're going for their second win this week, or the last show, going for the second win this show. And they are going up against Damnation, which is a new song called Paranoid. So it's going to be very interesting. And normally, I would have a poll that I would put up over this, but being that I'm in Pensacola and we went through Hurricane Sally, AT&T has been wonderful enough and not going to let me have internet for a couple weeks. So I'm actually on my phone for this, so I won't be able to put the poll up. So we're going to ask that you guys put it in the comments, video number one or video number two, on which one you like the most. So we'll just kick it off right now. This is your challenger. The band is called Damnation. It's called Paranoid, and you're watching The Sound.
I'm feeling that feeling, for he was never satisfied. He's stealing my secrets, memories and empty minds. Sound, he writes my fate. I can read between the lines. I create my pain. My hell is just to keep alive. Am I nine? Am I on reflection? Just to make one confession, I can't survive. The curse and the blessing. The fires down the dams when they're locked out of heaven. Not you destroy, makes you paranoid. Mistreated, defeated. The voice is offering a hope. I want it, I need it. Voice inside my mind. Sound, he writes my fate. I can read between the lines. I create my pain. My hell is just to keep alive. Paranoid, my own reflection. Staring at the glass just to make one confession. I can't survive. The curse and the blessing. The fires on the dams when they're locked out of heaven. What you destroy makes you paranoid. to restock. Heaven knows if I let you go. I'll be damned to lose all control. Heaven knows if I let you go. If I let you go, paranoid, over my own reflection, staring at the glass just to make one confession. I can't survive. The curse and the blessing, the fires on the downs when they're locked. You destroy, makes you paranoid. Don't erase my fate. Don't erase what you destroy, makes you paranoid. Paranoid.
All right, Kevin, that was video number one, man. Damnation. I dig it. The dude's in the pop-up pool with a can of gas. I don't know where
he is, man. He's it's a really good tune. I dig it a lot. But we do have a returning champion out of Pensacola, Florida. The band is called Pardon the Scars. Now this is going to be your opportunity.
That's where you're at.
That is where I'm at. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Now is your time to get into the comments with us and tell us video number one, video number two. Of course, video number one, Damnation and Paranoid. And video number two is your champion. Here it is. It's Pardon the Scars. It's called Caged Inside. It's the grudge match, and you're watching the sound.
We'll be right back.
Dude, I really dig that too.
Yeah, I dig that too. Now's your chance to get into the comments. Video number one, Damnation Paranoid. Video number two, Pardon the Scars, Caged Inside. Yeah, it's going to be – and the cool thing about it is, and my favorite thing is, I might be able to see Pardon the Scars live soon because Florida has lifted all of the restrictions. So concert venues and everything can go back to they're asking that they be careful with the occupancy, but they are allowed to go back to full occupancy. So
that's awesome. That's awesome, man. I mean, hell, we've been since March dealing with this whole COVID-19 thing, and the live music industry is obviously been shut down, you know, and it's good to see hopefully that maybe some shred of hope that it can come back, you know.
No, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. It's one of the bigger venues here, Club Vinyl. So I'm looking forward to see how quick, and you know, it might be an opportunity for some of the bands that are in the Gulf Coast area, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, reach out to Club Vinyl. They may be looking for bands to get into there because they had to cancel a lot of their shows that they were doing. So now they've got to rebook, and now that they're allowed to book, they may be looking for some help getting some bands in there to come play some shows. It might be an opportunity for those bands to get in a venue that they may not have gotten into to begin with.
That's right. That's right, for sure. So, Kevin, you mentioned it a little bit a second ago. You know, you just went through Hurricane Sally, man. How did you fare in all of that? You said you don't have internet still, and you're doing the show. He didn't give up, people. He's doing the show right now from his cell phone, even though everything else is shut down in his house. So, did you make that okay?
Yeah, we did. It was probably, and I had a conversation with somebody the other day about, I was pretty much raised in Biloxi. I wasn't born in Biloxi, but I was raised in Biloxi. Went through Hurricane Elena, Hurricane George, Hurricane whatever, Hurricane Katrina. But I've never been in a storm to where the winds were so strong for so long. And the few things at my house that did break was right at the end of the storm. And I looked at everybody and I'm like, it was only going to take the beating for so long. You can only beat on it for so long before it finally gives up. So I lost a piece of the gutter, lost some shingles, lost some flashing on the roof. But outside of that, everybody's fine. Everybody came out of it healthy and everything. So yep. I'm blessed for that. So
everything else can be replaced. Yeah. I remember Katrina. It was blowing pretty hard for that one. I watched a poor little squirrel sit there and hang onto an oak tree for the entire storm. It was daylight for that storm, so you could see it.
Well, I'm telling you what, it started here probably around 11 o'clock at night. And it wasn't until 11 o'clock in the morning that it was finally. And I was actually asleep. I do my best to try to sleep through the storms. And I was asleep, and my daughter called me at 2 o'clock in the morning. And she's like, "You're under a tornado warning." And I'm like, "Tornado's going to wake me up. I don't need you to do it." So, but from that point on, I was awake. And luckily, I didn't lose cell service. So I was able to watch the Weather Channel through my tablet. Because of the cell service, but just watching what was happening, especially like in Gulf Shores, Orange Beach, Perdido Key and all that area, right. Probably 30 minutes from where I'm at. They took a lashing. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you made it out okay, man. And hopefully everybody back down there is doing okay and getting back to like the rebuild. You know what I mean?
Well,
I'm glad to see Florida's lifting the restrictions from COVID.
Well, my trip to the beach went from 15 minutes to 45 minutes because the bridge is out now. But
yeah, I saw that. What's up, Adam, man? We just got.
Hey, Adam, how are you?
What's up, man? Can't wait to see you again, Adam, at a live show somewhere, somehow, someplace.
Damn right.
Speaking of live shows, Kevin, is there any particular live events, maybe live streaming events that's on the top of your mind?
No, I can't think of any.
None yet. Maybe we'll talk about it later in the show.
We will. So we're gonna play Envision's new video coming up in just a few minutes. But yeah, we'll talk about our live streaming event. But you know, we've got this big thing happening with the sound. Jared and I have been working behind the scenes for probably a couple weeks now on something very special, and we're gonna probably break it sometime probably next week.
That's right.
And the easiest way and the way you can find out the fastest about it is go to our website, thesound228.com, register to be on our email list, because we're going to send out an email when this happens. The people that are registered on the email are going to be the first ones to find out. And then the second people that are going to find out are the soundboard, the fans of the fan page on Facebook. So register for the email, join the Facebook fan page, and get ready for some cool info. It's been fun putting it together and getting everything rolling. And it's going to be fun to be able to talk to you guys about it and interact a little bit more with you guys.
That's right. It's another avenue to help promote the local music scene. And when I say local music, I definitely mean here in Mississippi, but all, you know what we talk about it all the time, Texas, Alabama, Florida, the whole nine. So it's just going to give us another tool in our tool belt to do that. But Kevin, I think we got coming up next in the show here, we're going to feature a video from a local band, the Chitlins. Yes. They got a new video out. And then also we have Electric Myers. And this is a band who reached out, sent us an email, said, "Hey, would you please check out our tunes? We totally dug it. And we're going to play it tonight." So if you're out there, you're watching, man, bands, you know, send us an email, thesound228@gmail.com. It's a quick way to, you know, get our attention. It may take us a day or two to get back to you, but we'll eventually see it. And so we want to highlight these guys. We like what they're doing. It's a little different, which is something we very much like. So let's check that out. Right, Kevin, that's where we're at.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Check it out. Send us your stuff. And real quick, before we move into Electric Myers, I do want to say the Homegrown show on CPR. Due to Hurricane Sally, I did miss last week's show, so we weren't able to do it. But we will be doing one this coming Sunday. So just
sounds good.
Just getting it out. It does sound good.
Yes, it does.
It's this voice.
There you go. It's magical. All right, so here we go. We're going to check out Electric Myers, and then we'll follow that video up with the Chitlins' new song called Too Late. And after that, stay tuned. We have an interview live with the band Indigo Storm. You're not going to want to miss it. And you're watching The Sound.
something I've never had.
A one, a two, a three, a four. Slow down and look around at your babies before they grow old. Reach out to somebody. You never know what's going on. Tell someone that you love them, 'cause it's too late when they're gone. You speak. Conclusions have been drawn. When you hurt somebody's feeling, done somebody wrong. Tell someone you're sorry, 'cause it's too late when they're gone.
Oh man, I missed the Chitlins, man. I missed them being in the studio. I missed seeing them guys.
Yeah, good stuff from them. That's their latest. It's called Too Late. So, yeah, hey, real quick, since it's behind me, I want to give props to my mom. This quilt behind me, my mom, she took a lot of my t-shirts from bands and stuff and made this quilt for me. I figured it'd be a cool backdrop today since since I don't have the cool backdrop that I normally would have. So I thought this would be pretty cool.
You're not your normal studio.
Right. Yeah.
Well, look.
But there's some good stuff on here.
There's a lot of good stuff on there, man. A lot of good stuff. We've got, Kevin, we've got Indigo Storm sitting in the waiting room here. I said we'd go ahead and pull him on in and let's get this interview kicked off. Let's do it. Here we go.
Come on. Bring him on.
Guys, what's up, man? How are y'all doing tonight?
Very good.
What's going on? Can you hear us okay and everything?
We can hear you perfect, man. Yeah, y'all sound great. Absolutely. So if you could, real quick, right off the bat, man, just introduce yourselves and what you do in the band.
I'm CJ Jones. I'm the front man. So I sing and play guitar.
I'm Ryan Slayton. I play the drums. Have a lot of fun doing it.
Awesome, guys. So give us the kind of background story on Indigo Storm. How long have you been a band? How did you get started? Your hometown is where?
Georgetown and Lexington. So,
Kentucky, yes.
Yeah, Kentucky.
Okay, so y'all are in Kentucky. So how did y'all get formed? And you know, how did you meet each other? Like, what's it like there in Kentucky?
Well, me and this guy we had like a project before this. We kind of met like a long time ago through like our old bass player's dentist or something like that. I don't even really remember now. We kind of switched up. We wanted to kind of reinvent something. So we switched out our bass player for our current bass player, David DeWolf. And I knew him because we went to the same high school. I knew he played bass. I knew he was really good. So I hit him up and we kind of just jammed and it just kind of went from there.
Nice, man. Yeah. I stumbled upon you guys because I was on Skid Mills's Facebook page and I saw a video from y'all. Y'all just recently recorded. Well, I don't know about recently, but you recorded with Skid Mills and recently released your debut EP. Am I saying that right? Debut EP, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So how did y'all get hooked up with Skid Mills and what was it like recording with him?
So Skid just kind of sent us an email. I think that was 2018, 19, somewhere around in there.
It was late 2018, I believe.
Yeah. So somewhere around Christmas 2018. He sent us an email and was just like, you know, he wanted to just ask a couple questions about the band. And of course, coming from where we were at the time, which is obviously independent and none of us had ever talked to anyone with any experience in the industry or anything. So we were pretty elated. We kind of just had a dialogue and he was like, all right, well, if you guys are interested, you know, you should come to Nashville and let's just, you know, meet and, you know, just have a hangout sesh. So we went out and met with Skid. Skid was, extremely nice, super, super, accepting. And he just wanted to know what we were doing and so one thing led to another. We ended up signing a production deal with him. And right now we initially were just going to do the EP we've got. But we ended up, really kind of being happy with how things were going. So we've recorded quite a few other things and are getting ready to go back and do some more. So we've got a lot backed up and ready to go.
I Facebook and YouTube stalked the shit out of you guys after I saw that initial video. So I've seen some old, like, it looked to me like was some older stuff. Y'all aren't very old, I don't believe, so it looks like y'all have been doing this from a very early age. But the songs that you had out prior to the official EP release is some of the ones that are on the EP, so I've heard some of it, right? And I'm digging the hell out of it. And I've turned Kevin onto it. Kevin, what do you think about it?
I'll tell you what, I haven't dug into it as deep as what Jared has, but the songs that I have listened to, I absolutely love it. You guys are doing an excellent job, and to have your debut EP be done by Skid is something pretty badass in its own right. So
way to start out in major leagues, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yes.
So what are you guys, how anxious are you guys to get out and play some live shows in support of this?
Let me tell you, it has been so long. I feel like I haven't been able to just like go out and like just let loose on, you know, just on stage. There's nothing like that, you know, like, you know, we practice here pretty often, and you know, that sort of scratches the itch for a little bit, but you know, you can't compare it to having a live audience there. And even if it's just a small little gig and, you know, some back alley little bar, you know, just that's, you know, that's why I do this. It's fun. You know, that's the,
because they, some of those are the best shows.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Guys, what's the furthest you've played out of your hometown?
Chicago.
Did we play Chicago?
Where's the Hall of Fame?
Oh, that's Cleveland.
Cleveland, yes. Cleveland. Yes.
But I mean, we've played Nashville. I think Cleveland's a little further, but yeah, Cleveland's probably the furthest. We played the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. We did a little Battle of the Band.
Right,
nothing,
Kevin,
nothing
right?
Major. Yeah. Just played the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So what? That's awesome, dude. What so I'm hearing not as far south as Biloxi, Mississippi, though. That's what I'm
hearing. Jared, they froze.
Uh-oh. That's okay. We can deal with that.
Far yet.
Yeah. Not that far yet. Let's see. It looks like the video froze, but hopefully they can still hear us. Can y'all still hear us?
Losing it.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Man, that's the problem with trying to deal with all this COVID stuff, man, and doing everything through the internet. Guys, can y'all hear us?
Uh-oh.
Looks like there's a bit of an issue. But anyway, so we'll see if they can't get back on board with this. But everybody that's out there watching, if you want to hear us, it's some really, really good music, man. These guys are a three-piece. They're young. You need to go check them out on Spotify. I know it's there. Indigo Storm.
They're back.
Are y'all back, guys?
Oh, we back? We got it?
Yeah, you're back.
Okay. I don't know what happened. Sorry.
Yeah, hey, man, it's the internet. It sucks like that, you know? But we're all doing the best we can trying to deal with this COVID crap and do everything digital. But what I was telling all of our viewers and our listeners is that the EP is out. It's on Spotify. If they want to go check it out, they just need to look you up at Indigo Storm. Just look, search that on Spotify. And then I know on Facebook, you're at Indigo Storm Band, all one word, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah. All of our social media will be Indigo Storm Band.
That's right. And like I said, man, I've been super impressed with what you guys have put out there. Kevin and I are both smiling and laughing. It's like, you know, right out the gate, going and recording with Skid Mills and playing the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Obviously, you're doing something right for sure. And we were super glad that y'all jumped on this stream with us. Like I said, I've been following you on the internet now for a little while. So hopefully, what are y'all hearing like in your hometown as far as the whole COVID and bars reopening? When is it looking like y'all will be able to play another live show, at least in your neck of the woods?
I mean, We know that some of our like local venues, so Lexington area venues, are doing some like parking lot shows, outdoor shows. We have been looking into that, but our setup, you know, there's some things that we probably would need to have, and I'm not sure if we would be able to do some stuff like that or not, but. You know, I don't know as far as when it reopens. It feels like it's going to be pretty soon. pretty hopeful. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't have anything lined up right now. But if you're listening to this and you've got something booked and you want us to play it, just mm-hmm. hit us up because we will be there. Trust us.
Nice. Well, look, Kevin and I, in 2019, at least we did two live shows and we had big plans for 2020. And, you know, everybody's fully aware that COVID-19 changed everybody's plans for everything, but yeah. Moving into 2021, we definitely want to get back into show promotions, and you guys are definitely somebody that we have on our short list that we'd love to pull down to Biloxi and have you come play live. So if that's something that we can make work out next year, we'd really, really love to have y'all come down and play.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Whenever you're looking at it, if you're interested, just send us an email at indigostormband@gmail.com or a DM or anything, and we'll work it out for sure.
Heck yeah.
Awesome, guys. And look, again, thank you so much for taking the time out to jump on here and doing it. I know y'all are an hour behind. I actually learned that about an hour ago. Y'all are an hour behind.
No problem.
And if there's anything that we haven't mentioned that you want to let, you know, say directly to the people that are watching and that'll be listening to the replay of this, now say it now. Like we said, you know, y'all are on the social medias at Indigo Band or Indigo Storm Band, right?
Yeah.
But if there's anything we left out, feel free to shout it out now.
Definitely just give us a follow if you're into it. If you stream us on Spotify, it helps us out a lot. Downloads, saves, all that stuff. So if you're into what we're doing, just we just ask that you support us and just want everybody to enjoy the art, you know.
Yeah.
Awesome, guys. Awesome, man. We really appreciate it. Thanks again. And hopefully tonight isn't the last time we talk to you, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, man. Y'all have a good night.
Yeah, you all as well. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Awesome.
All right.
Well, through the internet. Yeah, through the internet, Kevin, right?
That's it. So not only are we going to play Cage from them, which is their single, but right after that, we're getting a lot of requests and a lot of people talking in the comments for Plastic Weekend. And that song will be right after the Indigo Storm song. So, Jared, I give you props. You found a good one there.
Kevin, you know, Indigo Storm, I did. I stumbled upon them. Like I said, I was looking at Skid Mills' stuff, and they had a video on there. It's killer. I can't wait for everybody to hear it. You're about to hear it here in just a second. And then as far as like Plastic Weekend is concerned, that's a whole nother topic. We got to get those guys on the show. They're out of Mobile, which is I'm in Biloxi. Kevin, you're in Pensacola. That's right in the middle of where we're both at. So I'm counting
absolutely
as the backyard. And you're right. The comment section right now, I mean, look, boom, it's lighting up right now asking for these guys. So, that song's going to play right after Indigo Storm. So you're about to get a twofer treat here. Two killer bands right in a row. Let's, without further ado, let's jump right into it. Huh, Kevin?
Let's roll. Indigo Storm. It's called Cage.
That's right.
Down in this cage, kick me down. back shot in the cold steel. What I see is what I hate. I'm not a pessimist, I feel great. Bow my head so I can breathe. Why?
Somebody else up in. Never should set that wishing I can take it all back. That's my bet.
Dude, I dig it. Lighting the comments up on that.
Yes. Song. That's a good tune, dude.
I dig it, man. I really, really dig it. It is. It's something about it. It's catching the shit.
They hit us up in our email. Is that how that happened?
Yeah, I believe so. They emailed us at thesound228@gmail.com. Hint, hint, bands, listen up. And we clicked on the link.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes if you send us an email, it might be a day or two or sometimes even a week. And unfortunately, sometimes you might have to remind us again, but we catch it. We do catch it. And I clicked on the link. I'm like, holy shit. And they're in Mobile, too. And I'm like, damn, we got to play this. And so there it is. My favorite comment in this section over here is makes me want to dance because, yeah, it is. It's got that vibe, you know.
Yep.
These guys are right in our backyard in Mobile. So Plastic Weekend, man, y'all. Way to go. That was awesome. Indigo Storm. Yeah,
good
Indigo
job.
Storm.
There's job, guys.
Page right before that. Comment section was lighting up as well. That's a twofer right there, man. Two killer bands. Go check them out on all the streaming services, you know. They're both on Spotify. I know that for sure. Pretty much all the bands we played tonight are on Spotify. So go check these guys out. Give them some love. Give them a Facebook like. Give them a follow. And if you really want to be a hardcore fan, share it. You know, share their stuff because that helps them out, you know, as much or more as buying or downloading the song. So
sharing helps us too.
It also does. It also does help us.
Hit that share button.
That's right. They can also go share from Spotify too. A lot of people don't know that, you know, go play a song on Spotify and you can share that to your Instagram and, you know, let all your friends know about all this kick-ass new music. So, Kevin, we got a couple things that we need to talk about before we get to the tail end of this show. We still got some other bands coming up for sure.
Yes.
A new band that reached out to us that we're also going to play. But we did a live stream was it this month, right? September.
Right.
That was
Flying Raccoon Suit.
In Northern
Light Suplex.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say it was that internet delay. And
gotcha.
It went off great, man. We had Joey Miller come in from Gulf Media Collective and run the sound. He did a great job, and we had a lot of fun.
We did.
From the Crest Building, right, Kevin?
Yep. We had a bunch of people were involved with it. Timmy and the guys over at Low Tide Tattoo, Shelly and Scott Keller with Coast Observer were there helping and sharing and broadcasting live from their page as well. It was a good time, and it was a really I can't say enough about Joey Miller and the job he did on running sound for that. It's a unique. If you were in the building, you didn't get the full effect of the full band because it's a live stream. So we're putting the best product out on the air. So we didn't get to hear a ton of it. But when you go back and watch the show, Flying Raccoon Suit, Northern Light Suplex, they did one hell of a job. They sounded great. Joey Miller did a great job. And we get to do it again. So Chris is letting us back in. We're going to be back in the building. Well, we're still partially here because we never took our stuff out. But October 20th, it's a Tuesday night. We're going to be back in the building, full live stream again, this time with our friends Envision, which we're getting ready to play their new one, and the guys, the big group of guys from Blackwater Brass. So I'm really digging it. I mean, the Flying Raccoon Suit had how many people were on that stage? Seven?
Yeah.
I think it was seven. Something and like Blackwater that. Brass has probably got about that same amount.
Like the Slipknot of ska bands is what I
say. Yeah, right. I mean, if you haven't seen Blackwater Brass, it's a fun time just to watch them live. They have such a good time, and it's such an all-star group of musicians from the coast. I mean, Guy Walker's in there. Mondo, who was with Stereo Hype, he's in the band. I mean, so it's going to be a good time. And we'll do it again where we'll probably pick four or five people and invite them out. And they'll be able to hang out with the bands and hang out. Who cares about hanging out with us? But hang out with the bands and watch some live music. And then we could all go next door and have a party afterwards again. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be October 20th, 7 p.m. It's going to be live on Facebook. It's going to be live on YouTube. It's going to be live on Periscope / Twitter. So it's going to be a good time. I'm looking forward to it. And, of course, everybody that was part of it before has hopped on this time. Once again, with the Coast Observer, the district on Howard Avenue, Low Tide Tattoo, and one more that – has graced us with being a sponsor for us. Our good friends at Cheeky Monkey.
That's right.
Cheeky Monkey Cake Factory. If you haven't seen them on DeBeige Road, definitely check. I'm going to tell you what. Jennifer and I went to high school together. So, Jennifer, Chris, and I all went to high school together. And Jennifer made the cake, or Cheeky Monkey made the cake for my daughter's wedding. And it was probably one of the best cakes I've ever had. But I have a hard time walking in her shop. When you go in her shop, she's got all the cupcakes. She's got all the candy there. And it's getting close to that time, believe it or not. We're getting ready to roll into Mardi Gras season. And they are the number one king cake place. I don't care what anybody else says. Number one king cake place.
Yeah.
So,
right. And like you said, Cheeky Monkey is actually coming on board as a sponsor. They're going to be sponsoring the grudge match for the next few months, starting in October. That's
right.
I think we decided, right, Kevin, we were going to roll them out. So all the grudge matches here for the next few months is going to be brought to you by Cheeky Monkey. So stay on the lookout for that.
The winner gets cake.
Anthony Patello says he'll make you a cake, Kevin.
So, yeah, I know. I saw that. Thanks, AP. I love you.
So as we mentioned, October the 20th, we're going to be doing another live stream. We're going to have the Blackwater Brass. It's going to be a party. Gulf Media Collective is going to be out there running the sound again. It's going to be awesome. And the other band that we'll be playing is going to be Envision. And it just so happens that I hope, Kevin, that they're the next band on the playlist.
They are the next band on the playlist. You know, we tried to do this, 2 weeks ago, and it just didn't work out. Where we wanted to debut this video for them. But we will be debuting a video at the end of the month. They've got one more video they're going to be shooting in New Orleans, and we'll be debuting that video on the show and have them on and everything. We're doing a bunch of blocks of two videos tonight. Another one was the one after that is a band that reached out to us. Hint, hint, wink, wink on our email.
That's right.
thesound228@gmail.com. Band called Tragic, and the song's called Enemy. So we're going to be rolling into that. But first, we're going to roll into the band you'll be able to see the live stream of October 20th at the Crest Building. This is the latest from Envision. It's called Last Goodbyes, and you're watching The Sound.
Our last goodbye, we'll finish like we started it. So say goodnight, holding on to our last kiss. Thought it would end a second time. Be wary, we all have a breaking point. Are you crazy? Are you not enough? Are you so your leg is a sucker? Take a breath, take a step. Where's in you?
it's time to say
our last goodbye.
Take the world, just a pill and I'll be alright. Gotta numb this heart of mine. I can see those fading lights.
Today's news, massive protests and riots break out worldwide. Citizens are now met with opposition from government officials. When will the oppression end?
Control, they try to take our soul, but we ain't dead yet. Yeah, we ain't dead yet. Try to take our soul. See the end of the world crash down on you. Just a taste of what you put us through. Oh, open your eyes so against the wall, they betray us all, but we ain't dead yet. Yeah, we ain't dead yet. Try to kick ourselves. See the end of the world crash down on you. Just a taste of what you
put us through. Oh, open your eyes so you can see that you're sleeping with the enemy. We won't make it out alive. We live and we die. You won't make it out alive. We live and we die.
Oh man, that was killer. I'll put it back up on the screen. Anthony said it. That video was well shot. I was thinking that the whole time we were watching that. It's like, it's so impressive nowadays to see like what bands, you know, that aren't signed to multi-million dollar record deals with big companies behind them, the type of video product that they can put out, man.
No, yeah,
that's
killer.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was good all the way around. So props to those guys. That was another one they sent us an email on, and I haven't had a chance to look them up. Where are they from? Do you know?
I don't know. I just know, you know, look them up. The band is Tragic.
Got it.
The song is Enemy. You can definitely find it on YouTube. That's where we pulled that from. Adam Burden saying the same thing. He liked that video. I like the way it's kind of culturally relevant for the time right now as well.
They're from Tallahassee.
Okay.
Tallahassee, cool. Florida.
Yeah.
Awesome. They formed in 2018. Definitely check them out. Give them a like on Facebook for sure.
Yep. They're getting the comment sections definitely into it. So I don't know, Kevin. I think we had a pretty damn good show tonight.
I think so.
We're right at that 1 hour mark, which kind of feels like the sweet spot. Yeah, Andrew's saying to Tallahassee, Florida. Yeah, man. Killer band. Guys, if you enjoyed the show, we appreciate it. We love doing these things, Kevin and I. We can't wait till we get back into – oh, there it goes, tragicband.com. Okay, thanks, Andrew. Absolutely, brother. Yep. Who would have thought? But we love doing these shows. We can't wait till we can get back into more of a real kind of studio situation as far as COVID and all this other jazz. We mentioned a few things tonight. We played a bunch of killer bands. We teased that we got some big, some news that we're super proud of that we can't wait to share with you. And we're hoping by middle of the week next week, we can release that info. But we're going to release it first through our email. And the way you get subscribed to our email is to go to the website, which is the sound228.com, right at the bottom of the page, right, Kevin? They can sign up and join our email list, and we're going to blast that first access information goes to the email list. And then sometime after that, we'll release it, the rest of it, right?
That is correct.
That's right.
You got it all. You don't need me tonight.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
You got it all. You got it all down there for you.
Andrew, we appreciate you reaching out to us, man. That was awesome, guys.
And, yeah, that was some really, really good stuff.
Same thing goes for y'all. Same like we said to Indigo Storm. Once life gets back to normal and we can start booking shows again, you know, we had big plans for 2020, but it didn't pan out that way. So 2021, guys, stay in touch with us. We'd love to have you over here in Biloxi.
We had big plans in 2020.
Yeah.
Those didn't happen. Yep. So the plans are now bigger for 2021.
That's right. That's
just
right.
Saying.
That's for sure. But like we said, make sure you're on the email list. Make sure you're on, give us the Facebook page a like if you haven't. Join the Soundboard Facebook group. That's another way for direct communication with us. And we're going to do our best to keep pumping out the best local and unsigned independent artists that we can. Right, Kevin?
Yep. And I promise you, every day it's scouring the interwebs and trying to find these bands and trying to bring them to you guys so you guys can experience some of the stuff that we're finding. And that's what it's all about, is just to broaden everybody's horizons just a little bit to see what else is out there.
That's right. That's right. Kind of our motto was that we feel like there, with the way technology is now and all the access, there's a lot of things to kind of cipher through. But there's so much good music and so much talent out there that we were having a hard time finding it in one central location, right? Like Kevin said, we go out there and we look at all these different YouTube channels and all these different Spotify playlists. We wanted to kind of curate our own little thing that we believe in and that we like, and shine a light on the bands that we're hearing that we dig. And everything that we do, whether it's a live show or the things that we're working on, is to promote that. So the next opportunity that y'all will have to see what we're doing is October the 20th. Like we said, with the band Envision and Blackwater Brass, we're going to be live, another live stream at the Crest Building right here in Biloxi, Mississippi, with Joey Miller and Gulf Media Collective. And we're super pumped about it. So stay tuned for that. And we'll see you on the next one. Ain't that right, Kevin?
See you in the next one. And I will talk to you guys next week on the Homegrown Show.
That's next Sunday. What's the date on that, Kevin?
Next Sunday. What's today? The 27th. So
yeah,
it'll be the 4th.
That's right. October 4th at 9 o'clock.
At 9 o'clock, 97.9 WCPR.
That's right. And make sure you send us in your submissions for that too. Same place.
Yeah, because the sound228@gmail.com not only gets you listened to on the sound, but it gets you towards CPR's Homegrown Show as well.
That's right. All right, y'all all have a good night. We appreciate you watching, Kevin. Another fun episode.